There are some local veterans in the Murraylands who've been fighting for recognition for years for their presence and sacrifice in Malaysia to protect the RAAF Butterworth base during the resurgence of the communist insurgency between 1968 and 89. Two of them join me now, Les Smith and Keith Wood. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Before we talk about the call for recognition, tell us about those years in Malaysia and the work that you and thousands of other soldiers were involved in. Did you want to start, Les?
Yeah, from 1970 onwards to 1989, as you stated, we had a company of Australian soldiers deployed overseas to protect Australian assets over there and act as a quick reaction force. We were there mainly to protect everything that the Australian government wanted over there because of the problem with the CTs at the time coming down through Thailand. And we were deployed around the airbase. We were in harm's way 24 hours a day. We were constantly in range of mortar attacks, small arm attacks, and we were called out on a rotational basis every night during the week we were there.
Right. So pretty full on, and that was the case for you too, Keith?
Yes. Just going around guarding the Butterworth airbase. If we had any contacts outside, we'd go out with the live ammunition on the back of an old international truck with a big light and keep the perimeter clear of any enemy or anything like that, or anyone trying to break in.
And it sounds like it was quite a successful mission.
It was a very successful mission. We had no contacts as such. We're a deterrent. That's why we were sent over there, to protect everybody at the base and everything. And our deterrent did work, as was stated by the Chief of the Defence Force of Malaysia 2 years ago when he thanked us on the 50th anniversary for our presence there.
Yeah, it sounds like there has been some recognition in some ways from people like that, but not from our government.
No, we've been up against a stone wall from the beginning. 52 years ago, the Australian government deployed personnel from Singapore at the time, because we had a battalion stationed in Singapore from 1970 to 1973, along with New Zealand and England. They would send a company up there at a time on a monthly rotation basis. But then the problem started when there was going to be a change of government. The Labor government in 72 said if it got into power, it will return all troops from Vietnam and all personnel that were deployed overseas will be brought back to Australia. In 72, they did win power, and in 1973, they withdrew all troops from Vietnam. But the problem was they had a company still in Butterworth protecting two-thirds of the Air Force, their jets and so forth. So the problem was, how were they going to keep them there and not let everyone know? So on the 11th of January 1973, Sir Arthur Tage, the Defence Minister at the time, Chairman, he came up with the idea of letting everyone know that we will now send a company of Australian soldiers over there on a three-month rotation basis, and we'll tell everyone there that they are over there to train with the Malaysians.
Oh.
Which was a lie. The review committee, which we have, the RCB review committee, which is all over Australia, about 20 of them, they have unearthed 200 secret and 20 top secret documents, along with eight other documents through the Freedom of Information Act, stating the lie and how the Australian government, both sides, have covered this up for 52 years.
What interest would today's modern government have in doing a cover-up for a government, you know, that many decades ago?
Personally, I think it's a lot to do with covering their own backside. It's got a lot to do with money, the defence budget and the veteran affairs budget and stuff like that. In fact, there was we've put in 9 submissions for 9 inquiries over the last 32 years. And it always comes back that there is nothing to see here. You were there for training. If they were to approve it, it will cost the government money. But in saying that, they sent 9,000 of us over there between 1970 and 1989. Now we only have 2,000 left, 2,000 of us left. We are burying our mates without any sort of recognition In fact, we had one buried 3 weeks ago in Jujong, in down near Geelong in Victoria. Mm. They're dying and been with no recognition whatsoever, and it is just not right. It is not right. It's time the government done the right thing.
With us at the moment, veterans Les Smith and Keith Wood, with a refreshed campaign seeking to provide thousands of soldiers recognition for their work in Malaysia in the 70s and 80s. And Keith, what kind of recognition would you like to see for yourself and your fellow veterans?
No, it's more so to the veterans and the wives, and that people take into account about us have been over there, but we had partners and wives and that at the time. And like, they're missing out on things too. We had Neil Page. Neil, wasn't it?
Yeah, Neil.
Passed away, and his wife is, she would have had recognition and the follow-up financial help as well. We've been supporting with our small groups, and like most veterans, a lot of them have passed away, and some of the causes have been through the hardship that they've been through with what they've seen and what they've done, not only in Butterworth, but through their service as well.
Of course, yeah, that's something that to consider as well as the mental effect it has on you, I suppose. Yeah.
Another point with that, when you don't have what they class as recognised service, every time someone puts in a claim through Veterans Affairs or something like that, one of the first questions is, do you have recognised service? Recognised service is, were you outside of Australia in a war zone or anything like that? In our case, because we don't have it recognised, we've got to put no. So then our claim goes, we don't get anywhere. Now, if we had recognised service, like people who went to Ubon, Somalia, Rwanda, I mean, we were in the same situation as they were. They have got their recognised service. They put in a claim and they can get it because they've got recognised it. We don't. So we have got mates that have been fighting for 10, 12, 13 years. They get nothing. Nothing. And they've got to pay for it all themselves. And, you know, it's time the government just done the right thing.
So there's an independent inquiry now. What happens next?
The review committee commissioned 2 years ago the ethics committee in Brisbane, and it's known as the Winton Report. They went through all the documentation that we've found over the 800 and the 200 top secret and all this sort of stuff. What they come up with is there should be an independent inquiry. Now, the independent inquiry was set up by Minister G 4 days before the election was called in April. So then he turned around and he said, you'll all put your submissions in by the 1st of July. We'll have an independent inquiry till Christmas time, and then whatever that independent inquiry comes up with, we will then take that to the government. Well, we've had a change of government, and now we're back where we started 52 years ago with the lie. The government that started the lie 52 years ago are back in power now. So are they going to accept the tribunal's decision, or are they going to continue the lie? Mm. They can't continue the lie because it's now public. We are making sure everything gets out in the public domain, and all correspondence has been put before us. We've got through the FOI is now coming out into the public domain.
Is there anything that you would like people who are listening now to do to support you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, mainly the veteran community. What we'd like them to do is go onto our site, Rifle Company Butterworth site, and you will find where you can do a submission. Put your submission into the independent tribunal and back up your stories with all the information that you can. Approach your local politicians, your federal politicians. Bombard them with phone calls and letters and everything like that. We actually don't need an independent tribunal anymore because we have all the information. What we need actually is for the minister at the moment to go to the Governor General and say, Governor General, this has gone on for long enough. We have lost 7,000 of these veterans that were deployed. Let's change it and right the wrong.
I really appreciate you coming in, making the effort to come into the studio today. Keith Wood and Les Smith, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.